my goodness.
All right, folks, 15 months of wearing a mask could be over as in a general rule, and it is over as a general rule. Now, boys, we have one or two things you want to believe on this, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, all right?
I'm not a smart man,
but
I know what love is.
Here's the deal, all right? You have a choice. You either believe that there is science that led to you to believe that now we don't need our masks anymore, or they really need an incentive for the last 40% of the people that need to get the vaccine. A or B? Is there a C?
I would see all of the above.
Yeah,
it's all of the above. I think Ohio's even offering $1 million like lottery prize, but only
that.
People that have been vaccinated can enter.
Yeah,
but,
I saw that.
But here's how. Did you see where they're coming up with the money? It was the stimulus money that was
sure.
sent to the state.
Yes.
So that's what they're using on. How about using it? How about saying, hey, get the vaccination if you want, but all these businesses that were ruined during this, we're going to give this money to you to aid to your business.
Right, yeah, okay.
I mean, instead of giving away $5 million, that could affect a lot of small businesses in a positive way, keeping them afloat.
Here's my concern, and that is movement control. People saying,
I had mine.
Honor system is nice, but I don't believe you. Show me your papers.
Papers, please.
No, they're not called papers. They're called letters of transit.
They won't be able to do that. So they're going to have to do an honor program. And it's just, at this point.
I hope so.
Which some believe should have been from the beginning. I disagree with that. I just think that, you know, there was a time when you have to wear your damn mask and let's get through the most of this thing. But since everyone's really been vaccinated that needs to be vaccinated, it's time.
Is it going to happen to me walking down the hallway? Someone's going to stop me and say, there are the letters of transit. I'm just going to the restroom.
Here's the big question. 10:30 is the press conference. We already know what the governor is going to say. How long can he stretch this out?
Oh. Okay, let's set the over-under on the governor. I'm going to go 50 minutes.
50 as in 5-0?
Yeah.
McGarrett, please.
I said he goes 50.
I think he goes, I'm going the under on this. There's nothing to cover.
Well, there's nothing.
Not even faces.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's set the over-under. It's Friday. Let's set the over-under on the governor's speech at
30 minutes.
Let's set the over-under 30?
30.
Okay.
We're going 30. That's the over.
I'm taking the over.
If he goes over 30, that's going to ruin this day in music.
Whoa. Somebody get a hold of the governor's office.
That's 11:05.
Listen, I never, all the music kids picked on me in high school anyway.
You get picked on by band geeks.
You know that unique sound that the kickball ball or the kill the ball.
Oh,
it made a little ting sound.
Ping. Yep,
ping.
Yep.
I always think of when you do that little stupid thing about the governor. I always think about that ball hitting his face in gym class, and he's like, "One day I'm going to be the governor. I'm going to make you wear a mask.
And I'm going to sue you.
I'm going to make you wear a mask.
I'm going to sue you.
15 months.
I'll sue all of you.
Hey, okay, but here's the problem. Is he going to treat this? There was a parent, overprotective parents, that lived down the street from us. And they would always be like, well, okay, to their kid, I'm going to let you ride the bike. But on one condition, if you screw this up, we're taking the bike away. I can feel that tone coming on his addressed this morning saying, well, we're gonna let you not wear a mask,
mm-hmm.
but if numbers coming up, we're gonna put these masks back on. Don't make me regret sending you to the senior retreat.
I saw a survey. I don't have the exact numbers, but the gist of it was people that are most afraid to take off their masks generally have been vaccinated.
What? Really?
Yes.
Well,
the people that have been afraid the whole time are still afraid.
Wear your mask if you want to.
I don't know anyone that's been vaccinated and wants to wear their mask. Not one single person. Not one. Everybody I've run into, like, I keep forgetting my mask.
I've done
it at the gym 4 times. I even got as far as into the locker room before. I was like, damn it, I'll have my mask. No one wants to wear the stupid mask. I mean, you could start wearing lipstick again.
I know.
You didn't wear it for 15 months.
I did, but it would always get on the inside of my mask.
That's what I'm saying.
It would smear.
You just stop wearing it.
How many times have you gotten halfway into the store from your car and gone, forgot my mask?
Well, I thought about this in the shower this morning.
Oh, don't share it.
Oh, man, come seriously. After that part.
But it was so hot. You want me to share that?
Yeah.
Okay, but then later when I was having my morning coffee, I thought this thought.
All right.
I remember the first time that I wore a mask into the store at Kroger.
Oh, you hated it.
Here's the thing. I was in my car thinking, this is ridiculous. I'm going to look ridiculous if I'm wearing this. And I thought, you know what? Nobody will know who I am anyway. But I just felt so ridiculous, and it felt so odd putting this thing on and walking into the store. Now it's going to be freeing, but it's going to feel odd walking in a store without one, you know?
Well, in Asian countries, they've been doing it. There are going to be some people that will continue to wear masks all the time anyway.
But their choice.
Yeah, their choice. But because in Thailand, Vietnam, these people never stopped taking their mask off after the cluck cluck.
That's where all this stuff starts.
Yeah, the cluck cluck virus.
They also eat chicken faces and turkey butts and stuff like that. So they do a lot of things.
Have you ever had turkey butt? Don't knock it.
Yes, I have. Mm. And if you don't brine the turkey butt, it's going to be tougher than hell.
Ooh.
You need to brine that thing. Yeah.
Brine the biscuits.
You need to brine it for at least 2 days.
That's true.
Learn more about turkey brining butts on Less Bitchin', More Kitchen coming this summer.
I'll bet you the governor will get into it today. Fill some time.
But it's been a long 15 months. And
listen, people.
Oh, Paul Stanley. Listen. Paul Stanley.
The monumental events of today remind me of a famous Kiss album. Unmasked.
Oh, that's right.
Why would you bring up such a turd of an album, Unmasked?
Well,
it was a good album.
No,
it was not.
It
was not a good album.
No.
Paul.
Thank you, Paul Stanley.
Yeah, Unmasked.
I have a feeling we're going to see. We're going to hear somebody from.
I know.
Okay. All right. I don't want to mention his name.
We all know he's going to.
Okay. Here's a Kiss Unmasked song. Let's see if it's any good. I just grabbed one.
Oh my God! Shake your hips. And crack your whips.
It rhymed.
This isn't awful.
Yes, it is.
I kind of like it.
Really?
I had a friend when I was growing up who was like, do you understand that only three people in the world have seen him without their makeup?
And then they kill him.
and they are 7 days a week. They never take their makeup off.
Was he a ninja?
That's how people talked in the 70s and stuff.
Right.
Hey. Tony, did you know there's like three people, and that's it. Colonel Sanders.
My flying tiger.
Colonel Sanders.
Well, what about
and the Rothschilds.
And the Rothschilds are the only ones that ever seen him without their makeup.
What about their parents? Did their parents see him?
No. No.
They were born with makeup on?
Here's a song called Naked City from that album. Let's see. See what they're going to rhyme with stuff.
A lot of people like living in the city.
Thank you.
But it's even more fun when you're naked in the city.
Okay.
I kind of agree with that. Okay. Naked in the city is much more fun.
Not if you live in Green Bay.
So hopefully what the governor will include is the opening of more restaurant space and hey, graduations for high school. I selfishly am in for that. Go do your thing. Have your graduations, you're fine, you know.
Is it going to come, when is the COVID information and the mask information come? Is it going to come after the birthday announcements and anniversaries, or is it going to come between the chalk drawings and activity session?
That's probably a hopscotch demonstration,
too. Well, of course. I mean, he's not a Neanderthal. He's got to throw that at his press conference. Right.
And just to show everyone how to hopscotch, here a guy go.
Well, once all these press conferences end, they can go back to their corruption in the local government.
Oh, that has
without
to
us
stop.
Kind of
that slowed down a little bit.
It
actually,
did slow down because we get opportunities to ask him questions about it.
Well, I wonder if he's going to stop the press conferences.
No,
of course not.
He's
right?
Addicted to it now.
Well, of course, he is.
He needs a ventriloquist dummy.
Preakness runs tomorrow.
I just
and that'd be a big and a little one.
I just edited myself. I'm a journalist.
It was, you know, it had to include something where his hand was.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course. Of course.
Okay. The Preakness runs tomorrow. There are only, I read a story, because you know when you get, you want horse racing coverage, you come to this show.
Of course. We are.
There are three horses, basically, that have won graded, a certain graded race. So there's three really good horses, and the rest of them are, So we'll see. Dean Wayne Lucas, did you see what he said?
Yeah, he said that the Star Wars franchise was his greatest achievement ever.
He said,
I would agree with that.
He was at the barns and he said, what the regulator should have done was just pouring that sample right down the sink. And he goes, don't forget, when you get my age and you're as rich as I am, you can say whatever damn thing you want.
Oh, well.
I was like, Dean Wayne Lucas.
I don't know if you can say everything.
When you got that much money and you're 85, remember, that's the only thing about being 85 that's awesome. Well, not the only thing, but what's awesome is you can say whatever you want.
I guess.
What's the other thing that's awesome? Try to shoot down Topgolf?
You're alive. You're alive.
There you go. Well, that's all you need.
You can you can keep busy by counting moles.
That's right.
Unless in a crappy yard.
Count the hairs on the moles.
You can outline every conversation with, what's the cholesterol level? Jimmy's over there going, I'm down to 198. Ah, oh, good for you, Jimmy. Yes. Good for you, Jimmy.
Or you can keep your mind occupied the way my dear sweet mother does. She'll open up the obituaries, start looking for friends, and then open up the phone book and start removing people's names from the phone books as she reads the obituaries. Nope. Mm-hmm. She won't be needing this address
anymore. Obituaries actually started in Ireland, and it was only women.
Oh, wow. That's actually okay.
It's riding the line.
I'm processing it now. I'm processing it now, and I'm thinking this is something that I like, but I'm not sure.
I know something you won't like.
But what?
They're coming out with a pickle flavored seltzer.
How do you not like pickle? If I bring you a jar of Weatherby's pickles, will you just try one?
No, I hate pickles. Like I told you, if the pickle lays up against my sandwich, I have to throw that part of the sandwich away. I cut it away and I cut the whole.
Oh my gosh!
Terrible. Ugh, pickle juice.
Imagine drinking it carbonated.
The grossest thing in watching my kids, like my son, can sit down and eat like a whole basket of those fried pickles. What do they call them? Frickle pickles or something? And dipping them in that Thousand Island sauce.
Wait,
gross.
Wait. I need a moment of silence for Jenny's Diner.
Yeah, here we go. All right, man.
All right.
I miss those guys, that's for sure.
It's called Afternoon Dill Light, and it comes in 21 packs.
I get what
Dill. Dill Light.
Get it? Like a dill.
Yeah. Hey, I know. It's Friday. Later, Susan's going to get some Afternoon Dwight. That's what we like to call it. Well, by we, I mean me.
What kind of pickle is it?
Midget.
It's a little
midget. Hey, little wait a minute.
None of those little pickles.
It's a gherkin,
midgets.
Right?
Oh, the little ones are called midget pickles?
Aren't they called midgets?
Aren't they gherkins?
I think they're gherkins.
But they say gherkin midgets on them.
Do they? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gherkins. Yeah, they also lived right outside the woods in Middle Earth.
That's right.
Little gherkin jerkin.
And speaking of Middle Earth, if you are a Lord of the Rings fan.
That's called a transition.
I've got a story for you. But first, it's Friday. It's joke of the day. We're going to do a bar joke because we're all going to a bar tonight, baby. It's what we do on this show.
I thought you had one today, Tony.
Oh, I do have one, but you do yours first.
Let's each do one.
Okay, all right. Everybody's got a joke of the day.
I can save mine.
Let's
do it. It's Friday, baby.
It's Friday. It's overloaded.
By all means, I can save mine.
Set the bar low.
Friday is stay too long, get too drunk. Let's go.
All right, since it is Friday, let's go ahead and do a guy walks into a bar. Man walks into a bar, takes a seat, and the barman says, what it be? Is it beer? He sits down, slides him his beer. He goes, hey, barkeep, you want to hear a blonde joke? The bartender replies, well, let me tell you something. Before you tell this joke, I want you to see something. See that woman over there by the jukebox?
Yeah.
She is a black belt in karate, and she's blonde.
It's karate.
See the bouncer over there right at the front door? The bouncer, he is also blonde.
That's Dalton, yeah.
Looks tough.
His name's Dalton. See the chick with the pool cue?
Yeah.
She's blonde as well, and I'm blonde, sir. And I've got a shotgun right behind this bar. So, good sir, with all that said, do you still want to tell a blonde joke? Customer says, hell no! I'm not going to explain the joke four times. So that's our bar joke.
I like it.
Dave, you want to go or you want me to?
I'll go. Okay. It's a quickie.
All right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave.
Think about this. Okay, what's green, fuzzy,
I'm writing it down,
and would hurt if it fell on you out of a tree?
Green and fuzzy. Green, fuzzy. I don't know. What is green and fuzzy and would hurt if it fell out of a tree?
I don't know.
Pool table.
Snort. Oh, I snort. Hey, shut up.
All right. Hey, fellas.
Snortometer.
Yeah. Hey, fellas.
What?
Yes. Tony, how may we assist you?
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Patrick.
An Italian guy walks into a bank.
Okay.
Sir, I want to borrow money to open a pizzeria.
Oh, pizzeria. Oh. Wow.
The banker say, I'm so sorry, sir, but at this moment, the loan arranger is not here.
Uh-huh.
And the Italian guy says, okay, I'll talk to Tonto.
Tony can say that because he's Italian.
That's why I said it to him. It'd be cultural appropriation if I did it.
All right.
The loan arranger.
The loan arranger.
Hey, stick around. From the Moody Blues, John Lodge is our guest this morning. Plus, Haley Hansen joins the show for Crusade for Children Trivia.
And with any luck, this day in music.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Depending on the governator. The
governator. Dude. Back after this on News Radio 840 WHN.
You know where you can get a really good big pickle, Tony?
Where?
Lots of pasta.
Lots of pasta, Louisville.com.
Oh, they're good.
The meatball sandwich is what we talked about yesterday. And this is the process. Lots of pasta bakes their bread. They make the meatballs and they make the sauce. Okay. So it's all fresh made there. At the store, okay? So if you want to go to another sandwich shop, it all comes in the little bags, and they don't make it themselves. It's not homemade. It's not the secret recipes that Lots of Pasta has.
Here's one of my favorite meals. We do it all the time. We get their homemade meatballs, the Lots of Pasta garlic-infused olive oil, which is delicious.
Delicious.
Brown the meatballs in a pan with the olive oil.
Oh, no.
And then throw in some Lots of Pasta spicy marinara all in the same pan.
Oh, no.
And then do your pasta, whichever one you pick out, either fresh frozen or the regular pasta.
Oh.
And if you haven't had the good pasta, it doesn't load you up like the cheap stuff does. It's really, really good. And then a loaf of garlic bread, which they have right there in the freezer. There is your delicious restaurant-quality spaghetti and meatballs, courtesy of Lots of Pasta.
Lots of Pasta, Louisville.com. Back at this on News Radio 840 WHAS.
WHAS.
There's a reason I'm playing this song.
Oh, there is?
John Lodge, bass player and vocalist for the Moody Blues, our guest at 1010.
Oh! Sweet. All right. Mass mandates are going to be relaxed and have been relaxed. The CDC has come out and said, if you've been vaccinated, the diagram, they had the green and then, you know, where you're maskless. Every single event, indoor, outdoors, gyms, bars, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been vaccinated, they don't recommend you that you have to wear a mask. But obviously, businesses have their choice to say, stop at the door. We still want you to wear a mask. So
that's the way it should be.
Kroger's going to continue to do that. I think I work out at the JCC, and I think I got an email last night that they're going to continue for a little while. I'm not sure how long that will last. But so their businesses get a choice to say, no, stop. So don't be that person. Right? They say, the CDC, nobody's wearing a mask. If the business asks you to do it, please don't. And I say this because I understand your rights. But what I think about is the 17-year-old that works there, or whoever, it doesn't matter how old you are, especially the 17, 18-year-olds that are like, look, I just work at Target. Why are you screaming at me? So I understand the CDC says take the mask off. Do it. You're fine. But if the business asks you to put it on, please do that.
There will be plenty of places that don't require masks you can shop and eat at. So if the business wants to do it that way and they think that's best for them, That's their choice. You can go somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead.
I teased this story, so yes,
you're a teaser.
You are.
I didn't know they were going to do this, but evidently Amazon is going. You know, they have Amazon.
Oh, I've got a tease song for you.
Huh? Oh. Come on, baby.
Got to finish what you started, Dwight.
Love this song. I love this song.
This is our favorite. Whenever Susan and I go see Sammy, this is our favorite song that he does because he sings a song. Damn it.
Hey, Sammy.
It's been a long
week. Look, no. He starts talking about his buddy Sammy, and he gets all jumbled.
Mm-hmm, it happens.
I'm so nervous talking about my friend Sammy. Because we're like besties.
Old hands.
Okay, I didn't know this, but evidently Lord of the Rings is going to be a series.
TV series.
On Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and it ain't going to be cheap.
No.
Because Lord knows they didn't cover enough in three of the 3.5-4 hour movies they did.
It's been done.
Golly.
It's been over.
They didn't do the songs, though. The Hobbits sung a lot on their little journeys.
Did they really?
They did.
I have no idea about that.
I'm glad they cut that out.
Thank God.
Would Led Zeppelin even have one song if it wasn't for Frodo and Hobbits? And When I was sick, I watched Lord of the Rings thinking, well, this will pass time. This will be on TV for a while. And one of the places they had to visit was Misty Mountains.
Oh, come on.
I swear, it's in Lord of the Rings, Misty Mountains.
Faster if you go between them.
As in Misty Mountain Hop.
No one watched the last two, which was called The Five Armies or something. And it was so, and part of the problem was it was also digitally, it was a cartoon, because most of the characters were cartoon drawings. So it's like, okay, I'm done.
Well, Charlie Steele, that used to work with us at 95.7 QMF, Louisville's rock station.
I'm still not sure he's not an actual hobbit.
I know. His feet are furry,
people
too.
Used to say, you look like Vanetti, but only a reflection in a car door, Vanetti.
We Grow Hair Indy asked if his big toe could don't hair. They were so hairy. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Sorry, Charlie.
He went to go see all three of them at once. Some theater said, we're going to show them all three back to back. It's like 9 hours.
Yeah, at least.
So anyway, Amazon's Lord of the Rings series has a $465 million budget, the studio says. But studio executives said, don't read too much into that figure. We had to create a whole world that we are building right now, and a gigantic chunk of that change went to there to build the infrastructure, the
sets, and
all
that. So they
can
just film it there forever. That cost won't be
again. I guess so. Yeah.
What I'm going to read into that is our Amazon Prime membership rates.
Yeah, that's right. But what it means is also, what did I just say about why people didn't watch the last two? Because it was all cartoons. It was all digital cartoons.
Yeah, it's got to be people.
If this is real sets, then that's going to look cool, and that will look real, and I think people will watch it. But compared to the Game of Thrones, I think it is, like, Game of Thrones was one of the most expensive TV shows ever, and this is like 10 times that.
Is this new stories with the same characters or going through the same books again?
It doesn't say that, but it does say this. The $465 million budget figure that I just talked about, that doesn't even include the $250 million they had to spend just for the rights.
Wow. How many geeks are out there?
Well, but here's the thing. Prime, they already have your money because you're a Prime member, so this comes along free, right? Where's the advantage?
But is it enough? Are they like JCPS where they're going to increase us 3% every year?
That's right.
Here's where I want to see the movie. Here's where I want to see the character development go, okay? Yeah. I want the hobbits to become, like, bad. Like, become, like, drug dealers.
Yes.
Or, like, mafioso.
You've dumped on us hobbits for too long.
They're slicing throats of the competition.
Of course.
They're selling drugs and getting little hobbit kids hooked on drugs. I want, like, the bad side of the hobbits.
They'll be like the Ferengi.
Yeah. The underbelly. The dark side of the hobbits.
That's how you meld L-O-T-R in Star Trek.
What is the Ferengi?
They're Weasley little dudes in Star Trek.
I don't.
They're not particularly nice.
Whoa. I can't process Ferengi right now. I can't do it.
It's an Italian actress.
I can't do it.
Before we get on to the next story, Baronello's Pizza's Louisville style pizza, baby. It's Friday night. I can't wait. Every Friday night, Susan and I kick off the weekend with a Big Mama Baronello's and two tall Coors Lights.
And there'll be a special appearance tonight.
And at a special undisclosed Baronello's Pizza location, my buddies Tony Vannetti and his wife and Dave Jennings and his wife are going to be joining me tonight. What a happy hour this is going to be.
Oh, that poor bar.
Listen, Baronello's Pizza, it doesn't have to be a Friday kickoff. It doesn't have to be a special occasion. Every single time you go to Baronello's, it's a special occasion. Treat yourself today. Do it for lunch. Do it for dinner. Do it for breakfast. Nothing is better. Nutritionists suggest that the perfect breakfast would be a cold Mama Baronello's slice.
What's Dr. Fauci say about that?
Yes, I would concur with that. That the best breakfast, a nutritionally balanced breakfast, would be a cold piece of pizza from Baronello's.
Nobody asked you to weigh in.
I did it anyway.
Okay. All right. So anyway, Baronello's Pizza, Louisville style pizza. Hey, put some pride in your pizza. Baronello's Pizza, it's that good.
Okay, if all three of us,
yeah,
if somebody just listened to the show,
right,
has never seen any picture of all three of us,
okay,
and we all walked into the bar together,
yes,
do you think the person can go, that's Dave, that's Dwight, that's Tony?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well, I met a listener Saturday at the Baronello's fundraiser for Childhood Cancer Fund, and he said, I heard you talking on the mic. I looked up. I thought you were a 60-year-old man with snow white hair.
Not yet.
Like, if we walked in, so my shirt's going to be a Schmedium. So right. They're like, well, that's Vannetti. And then you're going to have an Iron Maiden or some stupid 80s band.
Why is it stupid,
man? I mean, that's stupid. And then Dave's head. So it's going to be like, Dave,
yep,
Tony,
there it
Dwight.
Is.
There you go. We're never going to be able to rob anything.
No.
Why would we?
I'm just saying if we had to at some point.
We get paid so well here.
That's right. You got to do what you got to do. Okay. Oh, we don't have time for this story.
What is it?
Okay, but here, then tease it, because you just said Rob and remind me of this story. A taxi driver in Clayton, Missouri, apparently had no clue that a woman in his cab was actually robbing banks. Earlier in this week, an unnamed driver picked up a woman and said, where do you want to go? She named three different banks. Off they went.
Mm.
She was going in each bank and taking a note demanding cash from the teller. The teller of the very first bank she robbed called the police and said, yeah, she took a cab when she left.
Oh, he's brilliant people.
And from there, the police took just 5 minutes to get the chief dispatcher on, track it down through GPS. They managed to narrow down the cab.
Clayton, Missouri?
Clayton, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. See, it's named after a school teacher
That's right.
That ran off the ravine. There's a ravine there called Clayton Ravine.
Really?
And then Clayton, Missouri.
Really?
You clearly haven't seen Back to the Future 3.
But then she gets saved.
But she gets saved, so then it doesn't get called Clayton Ravine.
Doesn't Clayton Ravine on the map, like, erase?
Yes.
Like it goes away?
As she gets saved. Did you not see Back to the Future 3?
No, I didn't.
Watch the first one, watch the third one. You'll be good.
What? When you were in your 20s, you weren't going to movie theaters instead of bars?
Yeah, we went to the bars and the movie theaters. You can do both.
No, you can't.
If I went to bars early, I wouldn't know about the Ferengi.
Thank you.
Oh, whoa.
Drop the mic.
I'm with Dave on this one. The Ferengi is a very, very astute reference.
Google Ferengi. They look like human ears. Ferengi.
You know what? I'm going to see my Google machine. Mm-hmm. Ferengi.
I will get a.
Oh my gosh! It comes right.
Of course it does.
Yes.
They're attractive little creatures, aren't they?
Which is not. A lot of Dave's references are quickly referenced.
With ears,
okay, I know. Got to dive in some research.
As big as those ears are, they should just call them Wittens. The Witten people have extremely large ears. Look at that.
And they kind of walk around like chimpanzees and bounce around.
I've woken up as one of those after a stiff night.
So did she.
Well, all right. Let's take a short break. Kentucky's Best Hemp, KYSBestHemp.com. Go there now and get 30% off with Tony 30. Tony 30. So punch that in. We already have some specials running on that website for the CBD oil infused products, including the Bacon Bits Bites for the dog. That's going from $19.99 to $9.99. A lot of dogs need to chill out, and this is a good way to do that with the CBD oil from Kentucky's Best Hemp. So you get the whole jar of Bacon Bits CBD oil bites for your dog for just $10, $9.99 right now. It's half off. You can't get 30% off that, but everything else is 30% off when you order it up at Kentucky's Best Hemp, KYSBestHemp.com, CBD oil infused products, and it's made, grown naturally and based out of Cynthiana, Kentucky. So local company. Back after this on News Radio 840, WHAS.